Thank you. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Atmosphere, and if the mothers with children see that the children require their entire attention, please don't deny this attention to them. But maybe at a separate room, like the pink children paradise room or something. Devotees, when you chant, you can chant in a mechanic way, and then it's just air coming over the vocal cords and rhythms which are in our movement usually too fast, and sounds which in our movement are usually too loud. But when you learn to chant with a sense of connectedness, then and only then is it possible to enter the real chanting. Once Krishna was in Vrindavan, herding the cows. It was Balaram's birthday, and therefore Balaram stayed home with his mother Rukmini to give in charity to the Brahmanas. When it's your birthday, my dear devotees, don't just greedily take gifts, but generously give gifts. Balaram did this. He gave him the cows. But he was not there with Krishna. And Krishna took it as his special opportunity. His mother Yashoda had told him repeatedly, don't go to this one place in the Yamuna where the serpent Kaliya lives and has poisoned the whole atmosphere. And Balaram would take care of it. Krishna would not go there. But this day Balaram was not there. And Krishna went to the forbidden place. The place his mother had warned him. And as we all know, Kaliya, when Krishna jumped into the water, coiled his many coils around him and kept him in a deadly embrace. Krishna was there as if motionless. The thick, thick, thick body of Kaliya wrapping around him from toe to head. But Krishna is all powerful. By his arrangement, he sent an old man to the village of Vrindavan, who ran to the village and said, oh, my dear people of Vrindavan, Krishna is in abject misery. He is in the coils of Kaliya, who presses all the life air out of him. Come, come, come. And all the Vrijvasis had come there. And it is here where we will tell you about how to chant properly. Nanda, Yashoda, and all the residents of Vrindavan arrived at the bank of the Yamuna and looked at Krishna. Nanda said, does anyone know? Did Kaliya attack Krishna? Or did Krishna attack Kaliya? What happened? But no answer came from the cowherd boys. Then the Vrijvasis realized Krishna's friends who had been with him when he was going out to herd the cows had fainted and were lying unconscious on the banks of the river Yamuna, as if dead. The women at that time fainted like creepers blown by a strong storm from the trees. The men toppled over each other like uprooted trees, and they were lying all around the Kaliya Hrada. Krishna, their Pranana, the Lord of their lives, was in danger, and that meant their very life would only stay with them a few more moments. Nanda cried out in a choked voice, oh my dearest son, why have you done this? Oh dearest of all, please come back. And Mother Yashoda was so much thinking about Krishna's welfare that also her life air left her. You must know Krishna, no, Mother Yashoda kept special cows which smelled like lotus flowers and fed them only with herbs so that their milk would be extremely fragrant and healthy for Krishna to drink. But now this Krishna was lying in the arms of the deadly demon Kaliya, who was moving with his 1,000 heads in deadly triumph, hissing his song of evil and death. Mother Yashoda at that moment collapsed. Once, in Boston, devotees made a play like Abhishek made, only it was a radio play. That means different devotees lended their voice to Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. And this tape of the radio play was later sent to Srila Prabhupada. On the tape, you saw the devotee Sumanti Devi Dasi, or you heard her, who enacted the voice of Yashoda. When she arrived at the banks of the Yamuna, she cried, "Krishna, Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna!"
I know you can do better. "Krishna, Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna!"
And this tape was sent to Srila Prabhupada. When the tape came to the place, to that part, the Yashoda cried, "Krishna, Krishna!" Prabhupada said, "Stop the tape." And then he said, "Who is that who lends her voice to the Yashoda?" And the devotee said, "Prabhupada, it's Sumati." And Prabhupada said, "Tell her she should always chant like this." Like this means with some feelings. Like this means with some attraction for Krishna. Like this means calling out for Krishna. My dear devotees, we wish to establish Vrindavan Dham in our heart so that Krishna is attracted to come and reside there. And we want to emulate, or whatever the word is, or follow the example of the real devotees who cry out for Krishna. Krishna says to Arjuna a secret which all chanters need to know. He says, "I belong to those persons who chant my names and cry." My dear devotees, there are two stages of spiritual life. One is the mechanic state, and the other is the state where the soul starts to raise its voice and where it calls out for Krishna, begging Krishna to accept him. This calling of the soul is called in Sanskrit Atma Krandan, and it is or marks the beginning of real spiritual life. Srila Prabhupada reminds us time and time again, chant like a child who cries for the mother. At another place in Nectar of Devotion, he says, one should simply learn this one art, to cry for Krishna. When is it possible to cry for Krishna? It is possible when our minds are no longer crying for other things, a new mobile telephone, a car, a better partner than the present one. Etc., etc. The Rajavasis give the idea. They wept so loudly that the heaven started to weep along in the form of an echo. Chanting the holy names of Krishna should be done in a mood full of yearning, so that the painful distance between the here and now and the not yet is bridged over by an eagerness to reach the not yet attained Krishna. Srila Prabhupada had great hopes that his movement would be nourished and maintained by the chanting. And therefore, he once said, typically for him, this chanting should go on. Instead of meetings, resolutions, dissolutions, revolutions, and no solutions, there should be chanting. Amongst those who came to the Yamuna to search for Krishna, and who saw Krishna, the deadly coils of Kaliya, there were also the gopis. They came last to the Yamuna because when they heard that their beloved Krishna is in danger, they repeatedly, although they tried to walk as fast as they could, they fainted. This took some time. But then they came up again, rose, and continued running. Then they became aware of Krishna and fainted again. So they were naturally the last in the long line of the Vrishbasis who emptied Vrindavan village to come and be with Krishna. When they finally arrived at the banks of the Yamuna and saw Krishna, their hairs were disheveled and they gazed with unblinking eyes of Krishna, who was there unmoving with eyes closed in Kaliya's deadly embrace. Then all the Vrishbasis decided, let's rush into the Yamuna and help Krishna. At that time, Balaram arrived. He used all his physical strengths, his verbal strengths, and his reassuring glance to keep the Vrishbasis on the banks of the Yamuna so that they wouldn't go into the poisonous water. He said, don't worry! Krishna can easily defeat Kaliya. Kaliya is an insignificant water snake of this world. Don't you remember the words of Garga? Krishna will be attached and will be attacked by so many demons. But Garga said, you will be saved from all obstacles by this sun. Just be patient. If you all jump into the river and drown, who will maintain and raise Krishna when he comes back? Then Balaram took his strong arms and kept the Vrishbasis, but there was no avail. They started to move left and right from him. So he took his glance and by the power of his eyes, he kept them and pushed them back. He caught the Vrishbasis. Their whole back couldn't go to Krishna. They again fainted. Then Balaram turned to Krishna. With a loud and strong voice, he called to the Lord, hey Krishna!
Hey Krishna!
No, that's not Balaram's voice. Hey Krishna!
Hey Krishna!
Thank you. These are not your attendants who live with you in the Vaikuntha planets. These are not the monkeys who assisted you in your pastimes when you came as Ramachandra and Treta Yuga. These are not the Yadavas who live with you in Goloka. These are your own family members, the Vrishbasis. You are their only life and now they are dying. There's nothing I can do any longer to save them. My dear Krishna, you have a very gentle nature. If you don't stop this game now, your soft heart will come to grief because all of your dear people will die. Now Krishna heard this. He had remained in the coils of Kaliya for 48 minutes. That's a whole muhurta. He had done this because Krishna always does this. He somehow brings us in a dramatic situation in life, a life where we know only He will be able to save us. And then at the last moment, when we almost give up, He comes and helps. He comes always a little late, but never too late. He comes in order to evoke genuine devotional feelings. Same as in the kirtan. In the beginning, you may not feel His divine presence, but then if you almost have given up, boom, He's there, and the Holy Name is there. So Krishna said to Kaliya, "Listen, Kaliya, listen, listen." Kaliya said, with his 1,000 hoods, became, "What? He's still alive? You have shown me enough of your strength. Now I will show you a little of my strength, although I'm just a little coward." And then he expanded himself, broke free, and stood up on the hoods of Kaliya. He cast a loving smile at the Brijvasis, which revived them. At that time, the Devatas came and shouted loudly, "Jai Jai Sri Krishna!
Jai 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 Sri Krishna!"
They took their instruments with them, flutes, veenas, no harmoniums, madangas, and made soft sounds. Now, Sanatana Goswami made a very important comment of this pastime, and today I will not withhold this comment from you. He says, when you love somebody a little bit, you embrace them for some time. Like, "Oh, nice to see you, so and so." But when you love them very much, you do not let go of them, but hold them clenched in your embrace for a long, long time. So Krishna thought, this is a fact. Kaliya has kept me in his embrace for 48 minutes. This means he must love me very much. And my dear devotee, if you want to ever understand the mind of Krishna, start here. Krishna does not see the faults of anyone who turns to Him. But He accepts even the most, what is it, sinful wretch like the Dukari, who had done so many mischiefs, but then on the advice of Gokana, his saintly brother, turned to the Bhagavata and listened attentively, attended to the Bhagavata. And the Lord, who did not think of the Dukari's persona of Virata, the Lord said, "He has turned to me." And He magnified this little something and made it as big as Mount Meru. The Lord hesitates on the other side to take serious the most heinous of crimes, of offenses. It's just the thing, we need to turn to Krishna. We need to get out of the cold shoulder club and become the turn to Krishna club. No longer the cold shoulder club. So I request you in the following kirtan to So turn to Krishna in his form of the holy name,
Badahari.
And then we will see wonderful chantras. I must tell to my cattle department softly, slowly, and attentively. These three things. It's a new culture, I understand, but you can do it. Best is you follow the cat and leave it, then you will be in the right mood.
Yeah.
special kirtan. I request all of you to, in your mind's eye, go before that form of Krishna which is nearest to you. Maybe the deities and the Bhaktivedanta Vrinda, maybe the deities in Vrindavan, Radha Syam Sunda, a picture of Krishna which is your favorite form.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Please just make yourself comfortable for one more minute or so. I want to thank you very, very, very much. We have gone now through the final full day of the full retreat. It is time to gather our treasures as we go and rest. Please go through what jewels you have picked up on the way. Means insights, realizations, new motivations maybe. See how you can take this with you into a more, let me say, spiritually vibrant life after the retreat. Tomorrow there will be a few more program points. I'm aware of a very, let me say, a very meaningful, hopefully, lecture on the second part of our Sharanagati, where we will understand that Sharanagati is on one level a gradual process. Not everything at once can happen, but we can take steps in this direction. And we will hear what steps according to the scriptures are extremely effective to take, and also we will understand what is relevant for our life at the present moment. That is for tomorrow, but I know that there will be closing ceremonies and many interesting points. My point is here, when you go to bed, start to already collect the treasures, so that tomorrow when you leave, you have a whole airplane full of jewels which you take home. That's a little exaggerated, but you have something which you take home. I wish you a restful night. I will just see with Nanda Gopa. Would you like to say some concluding words and send the good boys and good girls to bed?
just one thing.
Please come here that you can.
His Holiness Satyananda Maharaj Ki!
Hare Krishna. Yes, you are all very intelligent. Good, so then. I know for some of you the night is still young, but for others it is. I wish you a good night, good evening, maybe some more discussions with your friends, and see you all in good shape tomorrow morning. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.